The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Nothing for you!
You have been shot.
Fuck off, you fat, useless sack of fucking Yankee stanky doodle shite.
I like gas.
Bam! Bam!
Very serious.
And from Hell's Kitchen, Mementa, Caserta, Jr. Together, they are chewing the fat with Big and Beefy.
Monday here in New York City.
It is a stormy Monday. Lightning, thundering, flood warning, things going boom.
Yeah.
Things that go boom. I got to tell you, I'm a ballsy guy, and I love the weather, and I always wanted to be like a storm chaser and, you know, smoke bomb hits in the middle of the fucking Kentucky somewhere.
I'm like a Winnebago.
And a Winnebago with the headphones on. Be like, Rob, it's coming. You know, go. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But this kind of scared me. There was lightning and thunder. It was shit like, shit got real.
Yeah.
It got real up in this bitch.
It did. Yeah, it just gets dark out of nowhere and it just.
See, but I like that. I'm a dark guy. I'm a night guy. But the lightning.
I love
storms. Oh, yeah, me too. I love it. I love being out in the storm.
I was like standing on my front porch, but it was like, like I want a nice big chair, a screened in porch, and just watch everything. Like,
see, Philly's got the GMC Terrain, so it's kind of like a little SUV type of vehicle. So
yeah.
I love driving through the puddles and up over shit, and they'll show me a picture of stuff right in the middle of the radio show. So,
right, get in the closet, mush.
Yeah, get because
Nicolas Cage died.
Nicolas Cage died? I'm just Facebook.
It's on the internet.
Some CNN celebrity breaking news right now. Nicolas Cage passed away.
I'm going to verify this right now. This could be big breaking news. Nicolas Cage could be dead, ladies and gentlemen. That's almost important enough for you to shove the phone in my face right on a live podcast.
Oh, wait. No. It's 75% off.
Wait, it's Sean Cassidy. That's the same track.
Sorry, I read that wrong.
Yeah.
So anyway, Pete, you're listening to the new Chef Rob Burmeister from Food Network Star, and we got Clemenza Caserta from Hell's Kitchen, Cutthroat Kitchen, and you name it. We've been on it. So, thanks for joining us again. It's kind of weird because I can't hear out of the right side of my face.
Yes.
Got a little,
and
little.
It is a death hoax that's being passed around.
Yeah.
Like always, Nicolas Cage, death hoax, 2 minutes ago.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look, there was nothing.
Now she's showing me an upside
down
screen.
She just said, oh, my God, John F. Kennedy was just shot.
Was just giving me a virus.
And it got a virus.
Yeah. Oh,
right, so
good
grief. Cage is not dead like we thought. It is just a hoax. Yes. Oh, my God, this breaking news. Elvis Presley is dead, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. It's just in.
I just heard that Jesus Christ was tortured and killed. wait, it's a hoax. He's alive three days later. He was just missing. He was not drinking with his buddies.
Well, you got to admit, it's a great entertainment factor having it here. I mean, there's always something that's going to go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I remember there was a Jeff Goldblum for like 3 days. Everyone was saying Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
And he came on the news and said, I'm not dead people.
Yes.
Wait, yeah. How do they pick these random...
They
random
do. There's people? Been a lot of fucking celebrity death hoax lately. I guess you got to feel honored to be picked as a celebrity, you know, to say you're dead. I mean, I guess, you know. That's why when what's his name died, who's the guy who killed himself? Robin Williams. I didn't think it was real for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then that was real.
Well, actually, there's a movie. The
I gotta interrupt the show. Is that Mary?
That's Mary's daughter. Her oldest daughter.
Looks just like her, and it freaked me out. I was like, God damn, Mary's looking young these days. That's exactly what I said. And I was going to say, damn, Burmeister, she's looking good these days. Not that she doesn't look good, because she looks really good.
Yeah.
But I was like, she looks just like Mary. That's bugged out.
Yeah.
That's like her.
Yeah, and her younger daughter looks just like it, too.
All right, sorry to interrupt the show with that, but I thought about it the other day, and I just popped up on my Facebook page as I'm looking through this demo.
Which was actually pretty crazy, because I forgot I did that interview. They don't tell you that it's in there. They don't
what magazine was that?
Industry.
Okay, very cool.
Not bad, so.
Yeah.
You know, not many. It's one of those free giveaways, but
it's a pretty cool
magazine.
I was in Industry Magazine, great magazine.
Bruce Willis is on the cover.
And there's Robin Williams. Real death.
Actually, you know, it's pretty cool. This is the story of Ed or whatever is a movie Robin Williams was in.
Okay.
And this other young actor kid. And that young actor kid, I forget his freaking name. It's something weird. But he's in the new Star Trek movie. But his friends are waiting for him to come out. And actually, he was killed by his own car. He got out of his car and he went to walk around it, and it crushed him up against his house.
Holy
shit.
They
killed him, and they found him like hours later. They couldn't
even help
him. But I have a movie poster with Robin Williams and him signed.
Big money right there.
Yeah.
That's big money.
Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
All right, so what's going on with your week? How was it?
My week was good. I told you the story, but I think I got to tell everybody this. I went to exchange a phone, and I walked into the fucking ghetto, like the streets. I went into an AT&T corporate store. I won't say where it is on Newtown Lane and Highland Boulevard. And I went in there very nice, and I'm very nice. I am nice. I may curse and come off a little cheap, but I'm very nice and very respectful of people. And I said, you know, sorry, man, you know, they told me to come into the store. I just bought this new Galaxy S7 Edge, whatever it is, active, and, you know, it's not working. They said to exchange it and do a buyer's remorse. And they told me $35, and this girl's trying to charge me $55. I thought something was a little shady right there, because even as I looked it up as I was talking to her, it said $45. So I don't say anything. She goes, we're talking, and she starts cursing as she's talking. I'm like, okay. And I felt a little uncomfortable. For me to feel a little uncomfortable because someone's cursing tells you a lot.
Right.
So she's like, let me go in the back and get my manager. I says, okay. 30 minutes.
After a lunch break.
Yeah. She said they're all on lunch. She went in there, she ate a lunch, came out like licking her fingers and shit. 30 minutes later, she comes out with proceeds to continue talking, and she's arguing with another employee. The other employee's telling me he's gonna cut her and all this crazy shit going on, and I'm like, okay, this is kinda wild. And I tell her, you know, we got a tablet to activate on our new line. She said she's gonna call us frauds. Tell us that we were frauds and we're committing fraud and I'm committing fraud. I'm like, I'm an authorized user, she's an authorized user. Here's her ID, and here's the main account holder's ID.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, I don't want to do the switch out of the phone, but she tells me she already did it. And I'm like, no, this is my phone. She grabs the phone out of my hand. I said, this is my fucking phone now. So I grabbed it right back out of here. I said, what the fuck did you just say to me? Are you fucking kidding me? I said, go get your fucking manager. The guy comes out. He's three times the size of me. I said, oh, God, here we go. Now I'm thinking there's going to be some sumo wrestling going on. This is my first one. I'm going to have to get up. We're going to have to bump bellies. Because this is how it's going to go down. Because we're too big to actually even swing at each other without the bellies getting away. So we're going to be wrestling around on the floor. Long story short, he's egging her on. She's screaming. She's cursing at me. He's cursing at me. And I had to stay in the store an extra hour and a half for them to switch the phones back.
Ugh.
And then some girl comes out the back and says, yo, throw that big white boy out the store, yo.
Oh,
I couldn't even believe this. You can't make up this. Look, the shit that happens to me in a given week, you couldn't hire a team of writers to write this shit. It's just that bizarre. Like, who does this happen to? I think I have, like, that face or that look or something, because everything I go to do either goes wrong or goes bad somehow. Or,
I don't know.
But if that
happened to anyone else, it would be on the news right now.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
Sharpton would be marching on everybody. Yeah. It's just crazy. But, you know, at least you got your phone done, though.
Yeah.
Or did you not?
I got the brand new phone and the tablet and the watch all for free.
Right.
You know, they made it right. But still, like, who goes into a store and who grabs a phone out of your hand? And, like, the bitch grabbed it out of my hand.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
And, like, she hit my arm. Like, I was like, don't you fucking touch me. I sat there and I couldn't believe that this happened.
Lamina should have been videotaping that whole
thing. I know. I should have gotten a videotaping. She got so pissed off she had to leave the store. Literally. She was ready to explode.
I walked out. Oh, yeah. But I was ready to punch the shit out of that bitch.
She was. Film me like the pit bull. You said, She'll go to distance. Especially when it comes down to Sean Cassidy. Forget about it. That's all you got to do.
Right, already with Sean Cassidy. Let
the
it
big
rest.
Cassidy.
No one touches his dope bottoms.
Oh, my God.
What's going on with you? We got a bunch of calls in the queue that we'll get to in a minute. But, what's going on with you?
Nothing. I mean, this week I got my Ansel system put in on the truck.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Okay.
I was working at Bin 5 helping out my buddy Steve. And just got a huge ear infection, ran to the doctors, and I've been deaf ever since. Been taking penicillin and everything else. And like right now when I'm talking, it feels like I'm talking in a can inside of my head. Like, you know, when you're like, you can't hear, or if I'm talking of the water.
You know, there's a joke there, we're talking in the can, but I'm nice because I don't feel well.
Nothing but shit coming out of my mouth.
Oh, I gave you a starburst there, but
I got it. But, and then last night, little GNR, baby, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I was skeptical, because they don't really talk to each other or nothing like that, but they put on a great show. No, absolutely no audience, like, banter or nothing. Not a, hey, what's up? Good to be in Jersey. We were here, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. All they did was introduce the band once. They sang their songs, and that was it.
Now you told me Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz put on a great show. Great show. He had, like, a whole horn section, background singers, and, you know.
That's kind of sad, though, that... And they were one of the greatest rock and roll bands, you know, that comes out and you can't even, like, you know, that kind of bothers me.
You can tell that this is all business. They didn't talk to each other, didn't look at each other, like a guitar solo's going on, he's not hanging out by him or nothing.
Yeah, but still, fake it till you make it, man.
Yeah.
Do it for the fans.
Right, but...
You know, these are the people that, why there's money in your pocket, why the car you drive you have, the house you live in is because of us, like...
Right.
You know, we're the ones that listen. Show a little appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't get along. Thank you. I don't know. I don't like shit like that, man.
And the only time he talked was when the lights were off. So I think it was, like, taped. Someone, like, taped them saying thank you or something like that. And they would go out. But, you know, Gracia, Slash and the other guitar player did a Wish You Were Here Floyd guitar solo.
I would love to see that. I hope this is on YouTube because I'm going to actually go try to look at that.
Yeah.
One of my favorite bands, Pink Floyd, one of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
And to see those two guys do it, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
That'd absolutely be amazing.
Yeah, so I don't know. What do you say? Maybe get into a wee bit of some news if you want, right?
A wee bit of news.
All right.
CTF News with Big and Beefy.
Okay, at the top of the news story, Sean Cassidy is alive and Nicolas Cage is not dead.
Sean Cassidy killed Nicolas Cage.
Sean Cassidy killed Nicolas Cage.
With Emmanuel Lewis.
You'll see later on. You'll see.
Then
he'll come back and tell me.
It's a hoax.
Okay.
It is? The funny part is she still believes that Nicolas Cage is actually dead. It's all over. Google it and you'll see.
It said it on...
Nicolas Cage death hoax. She'll argue to the day you die.
Mm.
So anyway.
Even with all his new movies.
Yeah.
He's still filming.
Oh, he did that when he was dead.
I saw Nicolas Cage dead in the streets today.
Yeah, that's why there was a cameo by Sean Cassidy in the movie. Do we actually have any news?
We do have some
news that Philomena just said that Verizon bought fucking Yahoo.
Yeah.
That's big industry. That's big bucks right there.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I'm a big Yahoo guy. I know I'm not a fan of Gmail. I love Yahoo. I don't know if that's going to make it better or worse. I am a fan of Verizon, so hopefully the two will be a perfect marriage. It's amazing how these companies have that much money. You know, it's not like they bought like a car. They bought like a $20 billion, $40 billion company.
Right, with probably no money up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, you'll take stock.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Eventually, like, if you do the math and do like a pyramid thing, there's like three people that own everything in this world.
Yeah. Sean Cassidy, Nicolas Cage. And Jesus.
Well, there was four, but then they knocked Nicolas Cage off.
Yes,
so.
Yes. That's going to be the running
Nicolas
joke
Coppola,
for the rest of the
show. By the way, is his real name. That's Francis Ford Coppola's nephew.
Yeah, Francis Ford Coppola's nephew.
And Mark Coppola on 104.3.
Now, I'm actually really Clemenza Coppola, but, you know, I didn't want anybody to give me any breaks, so I went by Clemenza Caserta. Used to be a Coppola.
But I do have...
And for those of you that don't know, Burmeister used to be Rob Cassidy.
Yeah, and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah, and the Sundance Kid.
Well, here's something right up our alley. There's a poop-themed, that's right, a feces-poop-themed cafe that serves desserts that look like crap. And, of course, a toilet-themed dessert bar is headed to Canada in their Koreatown.
Now, why would anybody do that?
I don't know, but I would be online to go in there. Yeah. Menu items will include chocolate soft serve pudding and traditional Asian desserts like patbingsu, which is shaved ice with red beans and other toppings. All the poop-tacular items available in the cafe will be brown, foam like a stool, and served in toilet-shaped dishes. Now, this guy's making stuff that we've been doing for 30 years in kitchens anytime something's brown.
Yeah.
I remember there was a time I worked with an elderly couple. One guy was security and his wife worked this cafe. And, like, it was like a worked a register. And they were always going in the... He didn't feel good. He kept going to the bathroom, and his wife was yelling at him. So she went in the bathroom. And when she came out, we had taken brownies and Tootsie Rolls and rolled them all. We would put them all on the outside of the toilet on the floor, and like we made like fake blood and put it in there. And the husband freaked out. It was like, oh, what are you doing? You're so gross, hon. You're crapping all over the place. But we could, because anytime there's a brownie, with sauce, anything that looks like poop, somebody does the old put it behind your back, squat down, and drop it down from your back. But
that's
this
crazy.
Guy's making money on it.
Well, I just tried to find that because I want to send that link to someone. And I came up with, there's a restaurant in China, okay, that serves curry that they say mimics the taste, the shape, the color, the smell, and the texture of poop. And they deliberately do this. And it's not poo. I don't know. I mean, if your goal in the kitchen is to get something to smell and taste like shit, you got issues.
Right.
What?
Wow, it's probably a video on the, it's a video playing on there.
I'm telling you, it's a little fucking girl. My computer was just on silent. I'm being haunted by Sean Cassidy's wife.
Sean Cassidy and the Beaver Brown Band.
For those of you that don't know, our radio listeners will get this. I truly believe that the studio was haunted by a little girl. There's something going on in the studio. We're trying to get a ghost hunter here. That could be one of our next potential guests, but there's something not right about this place.
Yeah. Well, here, well, back to this. The owner, Lean Young, says she's trying to make poop cute. We're
okay.
So stinking cute together, she says. Well, there are actually a number of poop-themed restaurants doing business overseas in places such as Taiwan, Moscow, and the Philippines. The concept has been less successful in the U.S. An L.A. expansion of Taiwan's Magic Restroom Cafe shuttered after just 8 months in business. We did a story on that a while ago.
Look at the ice cream being served in a ceramic thing that looks like a toilet bowl.
Yeah.
And it's soft serve ice cream that looks like poop.
I think it's fucking awesome.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, you put a little candy corns in there and stuff?
Oh, God.
I love it. It's amazing what
people are doing nowadays to make money.
Right.
You know, it's like the new book that came out, Brown Hills and Yellow Streams by I.P. Daily.
And brown Spots on the Wall by Who Flung Poop.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, here's another bit of news, which we all knew this was coming. YouTube star Hannah Hart from My Drunken Kitchen inks a deal with Food Network.
Wow.
And that was one of the judges on my show. And we were like, you know, no one knew who this girl was, but we had to act like we knew her.
That's why you and I got to get on to YouTube, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, cooking on a toilet. That's got to be our next video.
Yeah. Well, now, she had My Drunken Kitchen, whatever. But here's other people that Food Network got from YouTube that I never knew. Ree Drummond, the host of The Pioneer Woman, got a start on the internet. But she had a blog about her life and had a remote from her Oklahoma ranch. Holly Mortenstein, the host and co-creator of YouTube channel's Epic Mealtime. We used to love those dudes.
Oh, yeah.
He made a deal with FYI Network.
I tell you what, I loved them until they got on TV.
It was just him, I think.
They kind of sold out a little bit in my mind.
Well, it's because they sold to do their show, and then the FYI Network takes over and does stuff that they want to do, you know?
Yeah.
But now she has a travel series. She's going to be traveling all over the world fucking doing a show. So we have another road show with a fucking YouTube chick. I mean, that's all fine and good. But now it's like you can't even find a chef on that channel.
Yeah.
You know? I would watch, like, if David Burke had a show. You know, and he was just drunk and acting crazy and doing stuff and traveling around and skydiving and I'd watch that show. You know, Anthony Bourdain, he did his time in the trenches of
I love Anthony Emerald. Bourdain. I'm not crazy about his new show on CNN. I mean, it's a little too newsy.
Right, but it's still watchable.
Yeah, it's still very watchable.
Believable because...
Yes, and it is. Well, it is believable because it is real. I mean, I think Anthony Bourdain is one of the real, you know, he's just real. That's the only way to put it. He's real.
Right. I mean, I think the days of the, you know, sitting there and trying to describe what the food tastes like, it's all fake. You see some of these words people come up with.
I mean, look,
I don't
mind that if you're passionate about it, but that can't be the focus about it. Let's see some action. Let's see, you know, the real deal. Not the pretty money shots. I want to see inside the trenches. I want to see what goes on to put out that dish. You know, Look, I get the magic of TV, and I've been on enough food shows, you and I. You don't have time. You got to show a chopping of an onion, and 10 minutes later, it's, you know,
right.
A marinade sauce with fried onion. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But I'd rather see what really happens. You know, everything coming off the truck and what goes on, what really happens in the kitchen and all the real stuff, rather than, I don't know, maybe it's me. It just got too commercialized.
Yeah, well, I enjoy the road show. But one of the best road shows ever that they took off the air, not Food Network. It was another station.
Are you
going to
say the two guys with the motorcycles going around? There was a fat guy on a motorcycle and another guy.
Nope. That's barbecue.
No, it wasn't a barbecue show. It was just these two guys that went on a motorcycle and they went around, like, just challenge. I don't know what they did.
Somebody weren't the two fat ladies?
No, it was a guy. I remember it was the two fat ladies. They were great. But I'm sorry. What show
was the greatest talk? Was... Our buddy Ralph Pagano had a show, Pressure Cook.
Absolutely.
And he would go, they'd put him in like Macau, and he would have to make enough money to fly home. And so he would do all these odd jobs. He'd go fishing. He'd work in a restaurant. He'd learn how to stretch noodles. And like, you actually saw him working and doing stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, let me show up. And, you know, Jay DeCody's got a great show now, Deep Fried Everything. At least he's in the guy's a chef, the guy is a podcaster, you know he can cook, and he goes back there and he actually cooks with the people and deep fries shit and then he eats it.
I don't know the guy's name, and it's not Anthony Anderson, but it's another guy, and he goes around and he finds all these like traditions, like where they, you know, whether it's a lobster bake or whether they dig out the ground or put a pig in the ground.
Oh, with the fire.
Yeah, man food.
Yeah, man food. He's been around for a while, that guy.
But I like that show. Yeah. It kind of shows, you know, it shows you like the real culture and the real life, and there's nothing fancy schmancy about it. But it's, you know, what I realized after watching a lot of these shows, we're eating all wrong. We skeeve out some of these countries that are eating bugs and spiders and hunting. Oh. But think about it.
Think about
these places that are in the middle of the woods, and they're catching and foraging for their food every day. It's so much more healthy. Like, a buddy of mine picked some peppers and tomatoes and some stuff right out of the garden. And when I got home and I ate it, I cooked it, I'm like, wow. It's such a difference picking something right off the vine and getting something right out of the water.
Yeah.
You don't realize it. You forget. You don't realize it until you get into a little bit of habit of eating that way again. And then you go back to the supermarket shit. Because think about it. Think about how long you go tuna fish. Think about how long that tuna's been on the boat. Then they got to catch it. Then they got to come in a couple of days. Then it gets processed.
Then it gets sold.
Then it gets to the fishmonger. Then it gets to the supermarket. Then it gets in your house. Then it goes in your freezer. By the time you eat it, it's 2 weeks to a month later.
I know.
Think about something that's come right out of the fucking water, man.
I know. Well, this week I made, my buddy Mike gave me some zucchini from his garden and some basil.
Okay.
And I got some fresh eggs from my sister. They have a chicken coop over there. So all I did was little milk, little eggs, whipped it up, shredded the zucchini in there, a little Parmesan cheese, some basil, salt and pepper, and made like a frittata, and it was delicious.
Why are you making Italian on me, Sophia? Where's the fucking...
I didn't feel like flipping it.
The potatoes and combined. No, but it's not a beautiful thing.
How about the last night with cucumbers? We had a cucumber salad.
Cucumbers right out the garden, just a little bit of oil. Some fresh mint, some garlic, and it was beautiful.
I know. It's, you know, it really is. And people, you know, Mary and her kids laugh at me all the time because I watch all these survival shows. But, like, today there was a guy, and he was, like, digging for these tubers that taste like sweet peas, but, like, quench your thirst. And I was like, that's fucking cool. Like, I was trying to Google something to find someone on Staten Island or New York that can take me around to, like, all the parks and show me edible mushrooms that I can eat and what weeds are good that you can eat. Like, you know,
I can show you some edible mushrooms you can eat and some weeds you can smoke right on Staten Island. I'll take you right down the block from your house.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, that's what, like, I would love to
do. No, I would love to do that,
too. And I would drive them, you know.
Do you remember being a kid and going in the woods and seeing mushrooms grow and the big portobellos growing? Back then, I didn't know what that was. If I would have known what I know now back then.
Right, we would have been dead because we were eating poisonous mushrooms.
Yeah. But still, I mean, we had peach trees and fig trees and berries you can pick and all kinds of great
mushrooms.
Stuff. Yeah.
Now people have those things, but they don't eat it.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
You know, that's what irks me. I got a guy that's got a fucking fig tree in his yard, and he's always giving them, like, why do you have the figs? Eat the fucking figs, dude.
Yeah, they have, like, a fig festival with all people that grow figs at their houses down in South Beach. Pretty cool.
In Staten Island, South Beach?
Yeah.
They also have it at...
Pam Silvestri always writes about it.
Costa Belvedere.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And they actually give you fig trees.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go get a fig tree.
My mother's gotten a couple of them, and they just died on
them. Yeah, but your mother's got a tree in the backyard. What is she got, a peach tree or something?
Peach, something, plum, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, my mother's got a fantastic garden. The zucchini flowers last year that she used to get. And we gave you some of them, bags of them.
Yeah, and
there's nothing...
There's nothing.
Better, there's nothing better than that zucchini flower right off the stem into a little bit of flour, right in a little bit of olive oil, a little salt, a little pepper. Just so simplistic but beautiful, Tim.
Yeah, my buddy Mike, right on Fingerboard Road, when you're driving down, there's this big lot that was there. He just made a garden. There's cabbage, kale, cauliflower, peppers, tomatoes, basil, oregano, lemon oregano, like all this. It's fucking great.
Can we go pick some stuff?
Yeah, if you want, I don't know what's gonna happen, but it's actually like it's his parcel, but it's like weird. It's like out into the street.
You and I gotta do a garden next year.
Yeah.
Big and BP's bountiful something
vegetables. vegetables would it be?
Bean Bees Bountiful Vegetable Barn.
You don't really have to have a garden. You can do it in little buckets.
Yeah, in buckets.
Yeah.
Bucket
soup. Or the upside-down strawberry thing, or the upside-down tomato.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
All right, well, little last bit of news. Today is National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. So, with that, we are going to do our top five.
Yeah.
So, our top five this week is going to be Hot Fudge Sunday Day. What are your top five favorite
ice cream toppings?
Big BT's top five.
Now, I think the better top five would have been one of the top five things you can do with hot fudge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we'll save that for another show.
Mine would be drop it behind my back while I'm squatting to make it look like poop. A nice Pepto poop.
Mine would be pour some on Sean Cassidy.
The second would be lick it off Sean Cassidy.
It's too early in the show to talk
about.
And
third would be reapply.
Reapply, yeah.
Oh my God.
So, we got a shit ton of comments on Facebook. Anything from pecans, almonds, toffee, butterscotch, walnuts, chocolate syrup, strawberries, whipped cream, peanut butter, marshmallows, chocolate butter. These nuts. I like these nuts. But I'm not a big topping guy. I don't like the walnuts and the syrup, the cherry. No. I like hot fudge, bananas, maybe some candy and almonds if I got to do any type of nut, some sprinkles, and that's really it. Banana.
Yeah, I'm a traditionalist. I like rainbow sprinkles.
Yes.
Whipped cream.
Yes.
Butterscotch.
I can't stand the butterscotch.
Caramel. Kind of those things that I can eat.
I don't mind the caramel, the chocolate. I can't stand the butterscotch.
Yeah. And then, really, it's maraschino cherry is my number one. I love that cherry on the top.
Yeah, I do like the cherry. I don't like the walnuts in that sauce and that
the
syrup.
The wet nuts, they call them.
Yeah, know? I think that's the most stupidest thing ever. Now, Philomena, do you like wet nuts?
I'm not even
going to
comment on that.
Only if they're Sean Cassidy's.
I'm going to
Sean Cassidy and a dip speed up.
Just Sean Cassidy dodges.
Just tell me when that gets off.
That's on the Google.
Who, Sean Cassidy? He's like 90. He's no longer dreamy.
What about you, Phil? You're a big ice cream person. You're a big chocolate ice cream person. What's your favorite toppings?
Well, the new thing is, whipped cream, chocolate ice cream. It's got to be dark chocolate.
Toppings. We're talking toppings. Okay. Not talking ice cream. Just toppings.
Nutella.
Ooh.
Chocolate sprinkles.
Okay.
Sean
Cassidy. Go ahead.
Chocolate fudge.
But then?
Caramel.
And now?
What about bananas, nuts, cherries?
Strawberries. Maraschino cherries.
Yeah.
And lots of whipped cream.
Yeah, I do like the whipped cream. Now,
chocolate whipped cream.
Yeah, see, that's not bad either. Now, we'll save it. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to bring this up because we'll save it for another food fight. I just wanted something great. And we got a shit pile of callers here in the studio.
All right, well... You know, now that we talk about that, we'll let people mull it over and chime in. But we got a top five caller here, Patty.
Okay.
Why is this always? Hello, Patty. You're chewing the fat with Big and Beefy.
Hey.
What's
going
on?
Yeah, it's me again, your Facebook friend, P.L. Almanza.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
I know exactly who you are. How's it going?
It's going good. I like, since I love ice cream and I gave it up, but I still, you know, I have my, you know, daydreams about it. I like crunch and munch on my ice cream.
Ooh. That's not a bad idea right there.
I love crunch and munch.
That sounds like what you do to wet nuts.
Yeah.
Crunch and munch.
That's
nice.
A good idea. I never thought
that. Boy, you know, like some crushed up breakfast cereal.
Fiddle faddle.
Ooh.
How about
Rice Krispies.
Well, I like ginger snaps at Christmas time, you know, like just crush them up and.
Whoa. Ginger snaps are great when added to gravy to make it like Germanized. And
you did that pulled pork with the ginger snap gravy. Yeah. That was one of the best things I ever ate.
By the way, here you go. I made some Lucky Charms treats.
Okay, I'll have
one. What do you like on yours?
I can probably eat all six of them, but I will have what you
like. I just like rainbow sprinkles, whipped cream, butterscotch, caramel, and maraschino cherries. Nothing crazy. I don't like chunks in my ice cream. So I'm kind of like boring when it comes to that.
Well, I really
but I am
like
I'm a big banana. I mean, what do you call that?
Yeah.
The banana split or whatever. I love banana splits because I get my fruit
with
there.
The cherries and a little bit of pineapple. Shave a little bit of coconut. You know, just little flakes. But, you know.
I actually like toasted coconut on my ice cream.
My second most hated food in life besides your nuts is shredded coconut.
I don't understand it.
I can't fucking stand it. And then the funny thing is, crack me open a fresh coconut and I'll eat the shit out of that bitch. But shredded coconut, dry coconut, toasted coconut, I can't fucking, I don't know why. I can't
Well,
stand
that's
it.
Why I was saying fresh coconut. You just have to, you know, like grate it into it. Fresh coconut because, I mean, I just bought like this big jar of trail mix and it had like the coconut. It was like eating like paper, you know.
Yeah.
You really shouldn't process it. I mean, not coconut, not flakes, no.
I like it
with the boiler. All right. Well, we got Jared calling in, our buddy from Hell's Kitchen. Let's pick him up and
say
what's up.
Yeah, we got a bunch of calls calling in. Hang on the line, Batty.
What's up, Jared? How you doing, buddy? You're chewing the fat with Big and BB.
What's going on, guys?
Not much.
How
are you doing? Very good.
I'm great.
What's going on tonight? Well, today's National Hot Fudge Sundae Day, so we were just bullshitting about what we like on our hot fudge sundaes or our ice cream. So, do you have what's your top five things you like to put on your hot fudge sundae?
Well, I don't eat desserts very often, but when I do, it's cookie dough, it's Saunders Hot Fudge, huge Michigan thing, and honestly, my girlfriend's gonna think I'm weird for saying this, but bacon.
I forgot. Candied bacon is fantastic.
Yeah, how did you not say candied bacon?
Because I wasn't thinking. I was thinking Carvel. Like, when did I get in Carvel, you know? I was thinking that little bar
I'm
with the wet
I'm actually very disappointed that you didn't say candied bacon.
Carmel, isn't that stripper?
Yes, it is. She was drippy. So, Jared, what's going on with you, my friend? How you been?
Good, man. You know, been busy. When the show aired, my owners of the restaurant I was at put a billboard on one of the main thoroughfares. And, you know, I got a lot of attention. So now I'm working down at a yacht club in Detroit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, been doing a lot
of
pop-up
events. What season were you again? Were you 13?
15.
Or
14?
15.
15? We're up to 15 already? Holy shit.
Yeah, 16 airs in like 2 months.
Yep.
Wow, so there was 5 more seasons since my season. That's fucking amazing.
It's only in 2
months.
Right?
Yeah, that was like 3 years ago. 2.5, 3 years ago.
Right.
Holy shit.
Well, that's even, if you look at Chopped, it's on season 28.
Yeah.
And I was on season 1. It wasn't 28 years ago. It was I filmed it at the end of 2008. So what is it, 2009 it aired. 7 years of 28 seasons? It's crazy.
We filmed 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well,
we got to get it in the can.
Time.
Get it in the can, yeah.
So did I, for that matter.
Well, that's pretty cool if the guy did a billboard. I mean, I couldn't tell anyone that I was on the show or do anything mentioning Food Network Star or else they would want to take money. So they want to take
I was on a billboard.
Well, mine didn't say anything about Hell's Kitchen because they wanted money for that. It just... You know, the picture, the references to it.
I hear you.
Oh, I wouldn't give a shit either way. I would have put Gordon's picture in Hell's Kitchen right up next to the line. Fuck them. What are they going to take from me? Nothing?
I mean, they threaten you with suing you for this and that. Guess what? I don't own my car and I don't own my apartment.
So what are you going to take? Nothing?
Yeah.
You already took out fucking everything from us on Hell's Kitchen, so, I mean.
Hell yeah, they did.
Nice. Well, we got your buddy Alan on the line. You want to start chatting with your buddy Alan?
Oh, Alan, you piece of shit. How are you?
Alan, hold on. Here we go. What's up, Alan?
What's going on?
Welcome, my friend.
How are you?
Good, man. Yeah, man.
You still work?
What's that?
You still work?
Absolutely, I still work. I'm just I know
you're up there in age.
Oh my God! Yeah.
No, wait, that's me and Clef. We don't work.
Yeah, no, me and Rob don't work. We do nothing. But I will tell you this: it's great to have both of yous on the line because from that season, you two were definitely my favorite right from the get-go. You know, the more outstanding guys, the better in my mind, the better of the fucking cooks out of anybody. But, you know how shit goes on that show, so I ain't even going to say no more.
Yeah, one bad day and it fucks you up.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
all depends on how if they want you gone or not. Because you can have a horrible day and be in the top three. It really doesn't matter.
True.
You know, like, it really doesn't count. It's where the producers want you at that particular moment. Because you can have a great day and you can go home.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look at Jackie.
Yeah. Yeah, she should have been gone 35 episodes. She should have even been on the show. But that's just my personal
opinion.
But, I mean, hey, look at me. I was up for elimination 7 times, and then I kicked ass on Italian Night, and they sent me home. Figure that one out.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen with that shit.
All right.
Well, Jared, we got another caller for you here. We got a fellow named Stu. I don't know if you know him or not, but hold on. We'll pick him up.
Dad?
What's up, Stu? You're chewing the fat.
Hi, Jared.
Hi, Dad.
How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm the big and easy here. Anybody want to embarrass Jared, or should we leave it cool?
Oh, yeah.
I think we got to embarrass
him. What else are we going
to
do?
You know what? I won't do it to Jared because I like the way he cooks. I love the way he cooks. I just wish he'd cook for us.
Jared, you ain't cooking for your pops. What's up with that?
Well,
I cooked for him twice.
Yeah,
see what
well,
I mean,
that's
guys?
It. I only cooked for my parents before I started cooking for a living. Because, like, it was like, I want to cook stuff. And then when
that's
I got a
right.
job, who the hell wanted to come home and cook?
Yeah. Oh, we ended up.
And on holidays, I only wanted to go to Thanksgiving and stuff because I wasn't cooking.
Exactly.
So, can you check the bird? Yeah, it's done. Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think? That's great.
I try to cook for Thanksgiving because I can get it done a lot faster than everybody else, and the shit's not dry.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the people are like, this isn't done. It's not making me thirsty. It's raw.
Hey, Jared, tell them about Mama's brisket for the holidays.
Yeah, my mom makes brisket for, like, the family, but then she does it for the whole fucking neighborhood, too. It's like 45 pounds of brisket. Hey, Jared, can you come over and clean brisket? Yeah.
Now, what nationality are you?
Well, I'm American, but I'm Jewish.
Okay, that answers the question right there. The Jewish people and Italians are exactly the same because you can't just cook one of anything. There's enough for the neighborhood, the next neighborhood, leftovers for the friggin' half the army, and then you still ain't got enough. There's never enough.
That's true.
You know,
coming from an Irish family where you go over your aunt's at Thanksgiving, you can't even get turkey to take home. No, we need this. All you get is fucking turnips and mashed potatoes.
There's food for weeks. There's food for weeks after.
My mother actually goes out and buys those silver trays with the tops to give away the leftovers. I'm like, you know this too much. So you're actually buying containers to give the food away. It's like, everybody's got to have something to go home with. I'm like, but there's 17 of us.
That's where we bring the food in.
Exactly.
We bring the food in that so you can just take the whole thing when you leave.
Exactly.
Yeah, not me. Every holiday, it's like a famine's coming. You can't take anything.
Next is Thanksgiving, you come eat at my house. Yeah. I'll send you home like
45 trays. Well, that's why my best friend growing up, Tom Conti, yeah. was Italian, and I go over there on Sundays, and I'd eat like a king. I'd go home and have, like, you know, well-done roast beef or something. Like, I knew it was going to be horrible, so I'd eat dinner at, like, I think 10:30 in the morning and started eating dinner on a Sunday.
Gandhi Boss came out at 10:30. Yeah. Dinner was at, like, 1 o'clock.
Yeah. And everyone's down to sleep on a couch by, like, 12:15, 1 o'clock, so I'd sneak out and go eat at my house.
That's great. We just got home right after dinner on the couch.
Well, I mean, holidays, I never really had... You know, it was always like sitting at a fucking card table or whatever when I was a kid. Then I became a chef and worked in the restaurants. So I was always working on holidays. And now that it's back, it's like, it's just not the same. I just want, you know.
But you still don't have to sit at the table anymore,
do you? I'm old and fat. I start sweating when I'm eating, and I just, you know, I want to be home. I want to be home in a pair of shorts.
I've been old and fat for the last 20 years, so
I like to be home in my underwear. Fuck this short.
Yeah.
We're in the studio in our underwear right now.
Nice. I'm naked.
So listen, Jerry, you did the whole Hell's Kitchen thing. I mean, you know, we want to ask you a couple of questions. I mean, first off, we asked everybody, why Hell's Kitchen? What the hell made you want to go on this show?
Honestly, my cousin posted something on my Facebook page, and I was working, like, a job as a line cook, kind of waiting for a sous chef position. And I was like, fuck it, I got the day off. I might as well. I'm not doing anything else.
Nice. Don't you love when shit like that happens?
Nice.
Garrett, it just worked out perfectly.
Garrett's a fucking gambler, too, right? Aren't you a gambler? Aren't you a professional gambler, Garrett?
Yeah, I am. So I was like, why not just try it out? Like, no risk, no reward, right?
Now, when you say professional gambler, me, I bet on 2 cockroaches running across the floor. I'll bet on any fucking thing.
No, we used to bet we used to make bets on what time my friend's mom would come pick us up to the minute, just to gamble.
Yeah, we've done stuff like that.
Nice.
I guess it's like a Jewish and Italian thing. We would bet on anything. Literally, we bet on anything. On any fucking thing there was to bet on, we bet on it.
But yet, we're the cheapest people around.
How many meatballs are going to be in the pot of Sunday gravy this week?
Well, we used to bet on the times that my friend's mom would pick us up, and I always won because I said never because she's an alcoholic, and she would always forget us. So we would have to get on a bus.
Oh, God.
Rob, you always have such happy childhood memories. Such full of happy childhood memories. From the driver's beef to the drunken alcoholic never picking you up. I mean... Oh,
yeah, that was before cell phones, so, you know.
Yeah.
All
right, so, John, I mean, what are you up to now? Obviously, you got a lot of recognition out of this and all that good stuff. I mean, what are you doing now? What's up? I mean, have you gotten any great opportunities out of this? I mean, things are happening for you. What's going on?
Yeah, I've gotten a few opportunities. I've done a lot of charity events. I've done a lot of pop-up events where I'm making myself some money. I got a new job being executive chef of the Yacht Club. I'm doing, you know, just all sorts of random stuff. It's just being known in the city is a big deal for me.
It's funny the first thing you said was charity events, because that's the first thing that happened to me. Everybody wants it. All of a sudden, I was nobody. Everybody wanted me to show up and do stuff for free. And it was great. It's nice to get back. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely love it. And still do it to this day. But I'm like, I gotta get paid at some fucking point in time,
you
people.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, on your only day off, you're going to do a charity event that you got to pick up the tab of the food for.
Yep.
And then you go work your day off, and you're like, shit, I haven't had a day off in 2 months.
Exactly.
That shit rock star
it's
stuff,
not
though,
fun,
man.
You know,
I love doing that.
I love doing that stuff.
Yeah.
The stuff,
it's fun
because
you're usually hanging
really
out
fun.
With other people that are in that same predicament.
Exactly.
Oh, I can't believe all this is coming out of my pocket, and I'm trying to, you know, get some business here, and all these people suck. They don't even know what I'm eating. They're not listening to me. They're just taking my food. They're taking everything off the table because they think it's free. Let's go to the bar and go hang out. And
when you do it, you get there, you put in the effort, and then people don't even know you're coming and who are you. And I'm like, 2 minutes, 30 days ago, you kept harassing me to come here. And now, you're not even set and ready. Come on.
Oh, my God. We lost Jared's dad.
Uh-oh.
Jared's dad had hung up.
He's giving away more brisket.
What are you kidding me? He's got a lot of brisket to give away.
He said good night. He loves you. And, don't forget to put your retainer in.
Yeah, his nickname for me growing up was Shithead.
Oh, my God. Is that my dad?
Yeah, really?
Brother Jared.
Yeah.
Mine was usually Shithead or Fat Brat.
Mine was either Shithead or every
you're
other name of his son.
You're feeding me, so why you call me fat?
All right, so Jared, while we got you on, I don't know if you heard our top five before, because we're going to get into a food fight in a minute here. But, today's National Hot Fudge Sunday Day, and we all did our top five favorite things.
He told us already.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Where was I?
No, I didn't say mine. I didn't.
Alan didn't say his.
Oh.
Okay, somebody didn't say it. One of them.
Well, Jared just hung up because we made fun of his dad.
Yeah, Jared just got pissed off. He's like, you
suck
it,
Jared. You suck
it. No, you know what happened? His father came up from behind him and slapped him in the back of the head and said, hang up that fucking phone.
Yeah, go home and give more brisket away, you fucks. No.
He's still using that LG phone. Fucking Jared, come on, man. Samsung or iPhone. Come on.
Died.
Yo, Jared, we'll give you a beep in a little while.
LG for the little gay. It's a little gay if you get that phone.
Oh, wait, we're getting
the
facts from him right now.
Yep, we got a
fax.
We're getting a fax
from him.
A fax. Oh, he's definitely a Jewish kid here. He's got a fucking fax.
It's
damn
a facsimile.
Wait, I got a beep from him. Let me go get a payphone and call him
it's
back.
It's a bill. He billed you. Did fucking Jared bill you for this? Holy fucking shit. Jesus fucking Christ.
Get out! Hey, you! Leave the jacket and get out!
He just got thrown out.
Gordon, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah,
well, who said that they like bacon on their ice cream? That was Jared.
Yeah,
no?
That was Jared.
I thought it was him.
Yeah.
Wow, that was Jared. That's how he hung up. These assholes aren't even listening to me.
I'm allowed to make a mistake. I'm a little old and deaf and tired. And the problem is I didn't smoke any fucking bomb today,
Oh, man.
What did you do
this
week?
Yeah, exactly. So, Rob, you want to get into a little news right now? By the way, I just heard Nicholas Cage.
Oh, my God, we just dropped Alan.
Well, why don't we pick up Annette? Let's get Annette. Annette's still on the phone.
All right.
Let's hear from Annette.
What's up, Annette? You're chewing the fat with Big and Beefy.
Yo, baby.
Yeah, what's going on, you?
Ice cream, man. You were talking my language. Ice cream is the bomb. You know what I like on ice cream? More ice cream.
Ooh, that's
I like ice cream on my ice cream. Absolutely.
I do.
That's pretty cool.
I think that would work. I like. Yep.
Now.
Yeah. What do you like on top of it besides ice cream?
God.
Because some people are picky, man. Some people don't like shit. Now it's like all the Oreos and all of a sudden it's too much shit.
I do like Oreos on top of my ice cream. I will say that.
Favorite thing is to melt some peanut butter. Put that on half the ice cream, chocolate preferably, if I'm going to do this, and then get some marshmallow topping and put it on the other. Smother it in whipped cream and then fall face first into it.
Oh, nice.
And then I want to marry you right now.
You remember
Yes, I do.
Zip, where you can
I'm a minister.
The
I could marry
you. Into those baseball helmets or
She's
football
a
helmets?
Did you just say you're a minister?
Who's
I did.
I'm a minister. I could marry us. That would work.
Ooh.
So am I.
I'm an ordained minister.
Look at you.
I'm an ordained minister with the Church of Universal Life. And I do weddings and cater for them. But no one bites at it.
I'm a minister for a church of people
cool.
love.
No, I'm serious, because that's the I'm through the Universal Life Church myself, so I think that's pretty stinking cool. Yeah, well, I knew you were my cousin under the skin somewhere.
Because it's the first one that comes up when you Google it. And it's the only one that looks legit, and yes. And you know what? My girlfriend gets so pissed at me because she's like a principal, and she's going to schools to school all the time and going for like a, she's got a master's. Now she wants to go for a doctorate. I'm like, I have a doctorate. And she goes, shut your fucking mouth. You don't have a doctorate. I'm like, I have a doctorate in divinity from the Church of Universal Life. It's like an extra $30 to my package, and I have an actual piece of paper that's a doctorate in divinity. It's better. It's just like if you went to Harvard and paid $1 million and got a doctorate, and you had the same piece of paper up there.
Honestly, I have a doctorate in
the truth. That's hysterical. But you know what? Years and years ago, I'm a certified hypnotherapist, and one of the ways we bring people out of their hypnotherapy is to touch them on the foot. And the clinic I was working in said, you can't touch them. They could sue you for rape and whatever. I said, you
absolutely.
Guys are kidding me. So they
no,
said,
but that's
well,
how
crazy
this world is today. We talked about that weekly on a couple of shows. You can't do anything anymore. You can't say the right thing. You can't say Merry Christmas. You can't touch anything. Get the fuck out of here.
Nope.
That's all crazy.
So they hooked me up with this, and I had already been working in the monastery. I was going to go into the monastery, and that sort of went crazy. I don't know why. It just did. But I'd already been studying, so to get the piece of paper, just kind of put the cherry in the ice cream, I guess. So, yeah, there you go. Become a minister,
well,
so I can touch you on your foot and you can't sue me.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
And you know what? Yeah, it's great parking at hospitals.
Can you put some
I still
ice cream
have my beat-up clergy badge that I pull in like a fire zone and just put this clergy badge in there. Just go
into business. We got all this. We got all this talk about ice cream. I have one problem with it.
Right.
And do you like the soft serve ice cream out of the machine, or do you rather go in with the hard ice cream? I mean,
I like the hard. The harder the better.
Hard ice cream.
I know you like it
because I have certain spoons I use for my ice cream. I don't want to be able to eat with a plastic spoon. I want like a metal one that won't bend. I'm a fan of Häagen-Dazs because it's like a brick.
Yeah, but see, I like the soft ice cream. There's something about that soft ice cream with sprinkles. I don't
know. You
know
what soft means? It melts too quick.
Thank you.
I
soft
mean,
ice cream
you'd rather
like
obviously
drinking.
Be hard than soft, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I like it.
You know,
it's time for Big and Beefy's Food Fight.
I know it's going to sound wrong, but there's no doubt I like it hard.
Right.
But there's something about that soft.
Soft is less painful.
soft is less painful. Exactly.
Well, like I said, I don't mind both, but I don't like a soft, hot ice cream, though. Like those crappy, like, supermarket ones where it's all, like, air-whipped and disgusting. It doesn't even melt when it's out for hours, you know, that stuff.
Okay. Apparently Tina Lewis likes it.
Clem's not listening to me.
No,
either.
I'm not.
So Jared, I feel. Oh wait, Jared's back in.
What did you
Alan's
say, Jared?
Something
about a supermarket.
Well, I'm not talking anymore.
All right,
I don't like. I like hot ice cream, and I like soft serve. But you know that, like that bullshit, like tea food brand or whatever, that you can leave it on the table. It doesn't even melt.
No.
It's because it's too much.
How about, remember we did a story on the ice cream sandwiches that didn't melt, the ones that they left out and just didn't melt? Do you remember that story we did? It's the most bizarre thing ever, but look, we're doing the food fight now. If you got to pick one, I'm going soft. I like the chocolate vanilla swirl soft right off the fucking truck. There's something fantastic about it.
I'm going hard, baby.
All right.
I'm a hard ice cream guy.
What about you, Phil? I mean, do you like it soft? Do you like it hard? You can pick
I like
hard.
It soft.
Who's that, Alan?
It goes in hard and it comes out.
Jared.
losing all
Jared, Jared's a soft guy.
Jared, how is your soft? You're only 27 years old.
I'm 30. I'm getting up there.
Christ, man. Oh, that's right. That was we did film a couple years ago. Fuck. I'm dealing with the soft, hard ones right now. I need some Viagra, damn it.
Teresa said, soft in the winter, hard in the summer.
Well, since it's summertime, you can have it hard right now.
I don't know. So how about you, Alan? What do you got? Soft or hard?
Oh, man, I'm definitely a hard scoop ice cream guy, definitely, one again. I mean, nothing against soft serve, but, man, you can definitely go to those special ice cream shops and just get some killer, man, fucking hard scoop ice cream, man.
Okay.
And a fresh waffle cone. That's it.
Yeah, but they give you a fucking plastic spoon to eat that with, and the spoon breaks as soon as you go in for it.
I know. That's why you got to bring your metal spoon like I do.
Well, the trick is once you get it hard to let it get a little soft.
Yeah.
Because all you guys that like it hard, all you people that like it hard, you're going to let it get a little soft anyway.
You know what I do like about? Like on the trucks, the soft serve? That cherry dip that they dip it in, it gets hot on the outside.
Oh, yeah. That candy coat. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's ripping down your arms.
And Jimmy. If you're going to do that, you got to do Jimmy's.
Now, who saw the thing on Shark Tank with the kid that made the thing on the ice cream cone that it doesn't make it drip? It drips into his
face. That shit was fucking gay.
No, because you know what you do?
Who wants an extra fucking cookie cone? Fuck, what the fuck is that shit? Just make my fucking cone the whole
thing.
Here's what you do. I'm solving the problem. I'm healing the world of one of the major problems.
Right off the bottom.
Put a fucking mini marshmallow in the cone before you put your ice cream in, and it'll plug up the bottom.
Just shove that shit in your fucking pie hole. You won't have to worry about
it. That's not a bad idea.
Stop eating like a fucking pussy.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, but I like biting the bottom of the cone and sucking it through.
Yeah.
You bite
the marshmallow.
Wow, really?
Fucking love it, Sweet Cheeks. It's fantastic.
Somebody's pouring the fuck up tonight. Fucking biting it off and sucking it through the bottom. What the fuck?
Tonight, this is everything. I'm just a fucking freak all the time. I can't help myself.
Somebody ate too many olives and anchovies today. What the fuck are you doing?
Now, here's a little known fact. The Italians invented ice cream.
Absolutely.
Come on, the first ice cream was gelato, baby. The Italians invented ice cream. The Italians invented everything. They invented the ice cream cone.
No, actually, the Romans fitted
they
ice
did.
Cream.
Yeah.
They used snow, and then they would have all their little boys jerk off onto it to
absolutely
flavor it up. And then
you always got to take it one step too far.
Too far, Meister, in the house.
You always got to take it one step too far.
I was literally just going to say that. Oh, God. That's great, though. You got to hear that stuff. Come on.
All right, so let's just look at Facebook real quick just to see what we got.
All right.
We got both hard, too soft, both. Let's see what else we got here. Soft, hard, hard stuff. So a lot of people.
That was my last five sexual experiences. I'm sorry to all.
Yes, exactly.
I apologize. I mean, I'm fucking 44 years old. I'm trying. I'm not taking anything. Believe me. It's,
dude, your last five
you know
sexual
I mean?
Experience. That was my last 10 minutes.
Yeah. I'm 45, Alan, and I'm the same way. It's not so much like sometimes I just want to lay down. You know,
yeah.
Can't we just cuddle?
Yeah.
Is it weird that I just want to jerk off onto you? Is that weird?
Right. Okay. Yeah, let me do it. I know how to treat. I know what I like. Let me do it. Leave me alone.
you just
cheer
me on.
You just masturbation, too.
Yeah. All right, so here, now I'm going to check my Facebook. We got hard.
Wait, let me interrupt you for one second. As a mean as Lucky Charms.
Second, you've been interrupting me all
no,
show.
But wasn't there something that Lucky Charms were a cure for masturbation or something? Wasn't that like a cereal that they gave people to stop masturbating? Remember that in a tribute?
No, that was
That was saltita.
I think it was cornflakes or...
That was something. It was some kind of cereal that they gave you to cure masturbation.
I think it was cornflakes.
I think it might be Lucky Charms, though, because I'm eating this and I don't feel like whacking off right now.
They came out hard, though.
They put saltita on it or something. On the fucking cereal. That's what they were putting. They were putting that saltita on it so you'd get a limpy all day.
Yeah, like the guys in the Navy.
It
doesn't
sound like any fun.
All right, speaking of soft peanut, well, we have a hard with wet nuts. Any way I can get it, I got another hard.
Hard with wet nuts.
Who doesn't like it hard? All right.
Listen, I just came out of the pool. I'm soft with wet nuts, so I mean.
Yeah, I got an LOL soft. I got hard ice cream with wet nuts. Everyone loves those wet nuts.
I can't stand
wet nuts. I fucking love wet nuts.
Yeah.
I love wet nuts.
I don't like them wet when I'm sweating all over my mouth. My mouth makes them wet.
Hey, listen, all I know is fucking on one episode of Hell's Kitchen, Ramsey shoved nuts in my fucking mouth, and it was the most freaked out thing that ever happened. The guy literally shoved four
nuts in my mouth. I'm kidding.
You're the only one that can say that Ramsey put his nuts in your mouth.
That's great.
Yes,
he put I even said that. Like, he just put nuts in my mouth. He just put his fucking nuts in my mouth. It was fucked up. And, of course, I got it wrong like an idiot. I said peanuts, and it was roasted fucking walnuts, but, you know.
So he put peanuts and nuts
in
your mouth?
He put peanuts and nuts in my mouth.
His penis and nuts. Oh, man. He just... Oh, man. Wow. I saw that.
They were salty.
It was on Punished.
They were. I gotta tell you, they were a little salty.
Oh my god, that's crazy shit. That is crazy shit.
Why do we always take it too far here? I mean,
because that's what we do.
Talking about ice cream, and he's got wet nuts in his mouth.
All right, well, let's pick up a Chef Lou is on the phone. What is up, Chef Lou?
Lucifer.
Are you on that sweat?
Chef Rob, Chef Clemenza, what's going on?
What's up, Chef Lou?
How you nuts? What a dry right there.
You know, I'm sitting here listening to the story and coming. I remember the first time I jammed my nuts in your mouth.
Yes, it was fantastic, Lou.
We were trying to make that Italian dish, shreddy Nutella. Remember? And I said, I have an idea. My rubble coop wasn't working that night, if you remember. I don't know if you remember this, Tommy.
Oh, your rubble coup is working just fine, sweetie. Nice. It's ball gag. We'll get it right. It's ball gag master.
Good evening, Silver. Good evening, Silver Monikinia.
Hello, Lucifer.
All this talk about nuts.
So what's the
And she's Hushu and Cassidy fan page is blowing up right now.
You know what's really good? Speaking of nuts, I mean, and I'm not really a nut fan, unless I am. I shouldn't say it that way. I'm not a peanut fan. I'm a fan of the nutting, that's for sure. But, you know, like those roasted nuts on the corners you used to get, the guy would make them like with the fucking cereal.
My nuts are roasting today.
I gave that same guy $10 to roast my nuts one night.
Yeah, do you like your nuts?
I went back every weekend for a month.
Oh my god!
They had the candy nuts, the roasted nuts, smoked nuts. Nothing much. Just smoking a nut myself, and I had a blackout. I want to shout out to the vloggers of the big blackout of 2016 in Tocqueville and Prince's Bay. They all pulled together. Everybody fired up their Maseratis and exchanged air conditioners. You know, everybody was really cool about it this year.
Well, yeah, we got our we didn't lose any power over here, so not bad. I'm surprised.
You didn't have a dickhead with a Porsche fly through a puddle and take out a telephone pole, so that's why you didn't have a blackout.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucked
up. Big shout out to that dickhead. Good job, pal. Good job. Daddy's going to be pissed.
Now I'm roasting nuts.
Thanks, right. Now my nuts are roasting and I lost 5 pounds of fucking chicken cutlet. The only time I ever go shopping for myself. How many times do I actually buy food in my house? Anybody that's ever come here knows there's nothing in the cupboards or refrigerator. I buy 4 pounds of flounder and 5 pounds of chicken. I come home and the fucking lights are out. Are you kidding me?
Just let out the street and just start eating it raw.
Well, I was in with the panic mode and start cooking it, and then the lights went. I'm like, what are you going to do with 10 pounds of protein here?
Just smoke it. Yeah. I made a smoking hut out of my garage.
That's my
in the pipe and smoke it.
Wow, that's
it would be like the summer of Rhubarb Rob.
I still have pickled turnip. I found an actual real turnip, a rutabaga, in my refrigerator. It was frozen solid. But I still have those pickled fucking rutabagas, turnip, kimchi. I got it all over the place. I'm living off of that.
Yeah, those couple of weeks, you're like, what's the name? You're like Aunt B on Mayberry. You were jarring and picking, give it out your bottles. Hey, anybody want root bar?
Yeah.
Kimchi.
Fucking crazy.
I know, I had kimchi coming out of my ass for like 6 months.
I tell you what, that's
literally.
Tough, man. That makes you regular. It really does make you regular. I love it.
Oh, yeah, that's why they're so skinny, the Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Kim T, she works at the local Wax Shack, man. She's $5, man. She's great. Kim T, you go to her. You tell her.
I'm
you go tell her. You tell her Alan sent you for the $5 special. He love you wrong time.
Miss Kim T.
Kim T, she's
that'd be a great
guy.
I just think,
but man, she'll make you regular.
I just changed my stripper stage name. I want to be called Kim G. Let's hear it for Kim G. I come out like I fought.
My stage name is Miles B.
Probably not gonna make much money, but what a way.
Yeah, well, you will if you just sell umbrellas.
Maybe you can get a job at the food restaurant in Canada.
Yeah.
You ever see that show, Practical Jokers?
Oh, yeah, I love it with Sal and Q and those guys.
It's a great show. That's Sal. Yeah. They're really good guys, too, anyway. But, like, I would do it. Like, that's the kind of show, like, I would do, like, a thing, like, you go into a strip club. And then, like, you wait, like, 2 or 3 dances, and then all of a sudden they announce a new one, and, like, Burmeister comes out with the Viking hat and a bikini, and he starts doing his dick. That's what you want to see reaction to.
Yeah. Not
she
new
is Kim
with a sneaky asshole named Kim G.
Oh, God. Why do you want to go there?
He's got a fucking skin-tight diaper on.
right, like a sequin diaper.
Just swinging back and forth because it's tough. Because he's Kim G. Unreal.
Kim G.
So, look, when it comes to ice cream, are you a soft serve guy or a hard ice cream?
I mean, I'm not a big ice cream fan, but I would go with the hard because you can always get it into soft. That was excellent, by the way. I really missed that part. That was really good. You shouldn't overdo it. You should just leave it as 1 or 2.
By all means, fart with me, but, you know, don't overdo it.
Every time I press the fart button. That's why I keep doing it, because I do a chuckle out of Alan. Every time I hit the fart button, he cracks up. That's all I got to do. He's easily amused. Just hit the fart button and the guy laughs.
Oh, that's a button?
Yeah. Wait, you're right. Are you ready?
I thought you were pulling for the meanest finger.
Alan, jump on
the phone. I was stopping. You're going to break my nail.
Wait, that was what happened.
Oh, I swear, there's not like a good fart. There really isn't. You know?
Nah, that, yeah, there's nothing like that. We discussed that once. I believe me and you got escorted out of a special needs program because of that. That was like one of our first common interests when we met. And we saw you work. You run that school thing too? So do I. And we go back and forth. And then we started talking. You were like, then they got mad at me for blowing farts with the guys. And I'm like, me too. They told me I can't do that anymore. But they love me.
I used to get all the special needs guy to, like, drop something on the floor so another special needs guy would pick it up, and then they would all go, I just showed them the ways of the world. That's what real people do, you know? You want to excel in life, you got to have fart jokes.
Wait, ready? Just watch. When you get that, you're going to laugh. Watch.
You know why he's laughing? He recorded that 5 years ago, and he has to make 25 cents every time you play it.
He gets fart residuals.
He's on his way to the bank.
That'd be a good job,
Woo!
Too.
Oh,
that'd be a great job. The guy that laid down soundtracks for Burps and Farts.
Oh, you got your man right here. Holy moly.
Practicing for work. Imagine.
Sound bite. They'll have sound bites for a million years.
Yeah.
This one's a whistle.
Alan's also known as the fart whisperer.
Oh, good gravy.
Good gravy. Where did that come from?
So what else is going on around the culinary world?
Oh, besides farts and hot nuts?
Nicolas Cage is dead.
So let me let us know that Nicolas Cage died today.
And Sean
Nicolas Cage died?
21.
Yeah. Apparently.
How did Nicolas Cage die?
Cocaine.
Yeah. I'm shocked.
It was either he either died or his career was dying because he made another National Treasure movie or something. I don't know. It's one of those, you know, one of those
internet hoax. I will say I've gotten burned by those a few times too. I thought they were real.
Yeah, some of those have Clemens
has died today.
When somebody made a video of me, and at the end of the video, it said RIP, somebody thought I was dead. People thought I was actually dead for a while.
Oh. I don't know.
There was that thing a couple weeks ago.
I had a Vietnamese bride waiting for me.
A what?
Is that Kim Chi?
A Vietnamese bride. Yeah, no, it wasn't Kim Chi.
No, it's Kim Nguyen. I'm sorry, Kim Nguyen. Kim Nguyen.
Yes, please. don't cross those two, Cody. It's a completely different symbol and sound.
Oh. It's also a different shape, smell, texture, and wetness. What? Oh, I'm talking about summer. No, I'm sorry. And color. I mean, no, seriously. That's not the... Just saying.
Oh,
anyway.
I don't know. So what else is new in life?
Well,
Gerard.
Let's see.
He left. He dropped out. Once we started talking about farts, you know, it was crazy. But speaking of farts, that fucking Bon Jovi commercial will not get out of my head.
He farts?
No, he's an old fart. But I mean, like, the guy fucking sold out. But every time it comes on, and I hear, I can't get it out of my head. It's fucking annoying. But you know, it's.
Yeah.
Did you go to a concert this week?
I went to Guns N' Roses. Yeah.
I forgot to record that show.
Now we have to wait forever to see it.
With DirecTV, you don't.
You see, we got the power to turn back time. That show you missed, let's just go back and find. And let's go back and choose spicy instead of mild. And maybe we...
See, I can't believe it. Jon Bon Jovi sold his soul to DirecTV.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, like the guy was like, can you hear me now? He changed companies.
Oh, yeah, he's no longer like AT&T. Is it Sprint or something?
Yeah, he's Verizon now. And now he's on a Verizon commercial. He's like, now I know you can hear me.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But, Guns N' Roses was fucking killer. Great show, but no audience participation. They didn't say, hello, Jersey, or whatever. Nothing like a thank you or nothing. And they didn't talk to each other on stage. It was strictly business. But they kicked ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
The last show I saw like that, honestly, was Nirvana. And that was probably 95 or 94. It was their last tour in utero right before he died later that year.
Right.
And they came in. The pre-show was about 2.5 hours long. They came in, did it was like a 40-minute set, and we're off stage. Never came back for a... encore or nothing. It was ridiculous. So, but
wait.
They kick ass.
Do we have more breaking news? Kurt Cobain died.
Holy shit!
Wow.
Yeah, but you can tell who does it for love and who does it for they just want to, you know.
Oh sure, yeah. No, I mean they kicked ass. So, I mean it was one of the coolest shows ever. But I was just like 40 minutes. I mean.
Right.
A little short to me, that's all.
They played for about 3 hours last night. They were great. Lenny Kravitz is fucking phenomenal. Well, I don't know.
That was,
Quinn's watching a video.
I don't understand how that problem like that was that bad.
Quinn's going to look at me and go, oh my God, I died.
Yes, I'm dead.
He just watched a video of Hell's Kitchen when he got beat kicked up and put R.I.P. up after it. He's dead. Nah. All right, so let's get back to the hard and soft. Right now, hard is killing it. Really, just actually killing it right now. And
well, that's what she said.
Yeah. We got a soft, and then we got another hard. Soft and a hard. We got basically like 16 to 11. So.
Wow, yeah.
Hard takes it.
Yeah. Not too shabby-labby. I still can't believe that Jared and his dad got pissed off and hung up on us.
No, you didn't pay. Why were they getting correct? You didn't pay. You didn't set up the automatic billing. You gotta set that up to PayPal.
Don't take PayPal.
All right.
Ah, that's why.
They take PayPal. They say they charge too much fees.
I'm sorry. Jared uses J-Pal for J-Pal. come on, Jared. Come back. Come back to me, Jared. Jared.
Yeah.
Jared.
Maybe he's going to eat a fucking Subway sandwich.
Eat flesh.
He likes the footlongs, the hard footlongs.
Oh, we call that the Jared special for real for reals. The Jared Subway.
Fucking crazy. Breaking news, Michael Jackson. I'm not mute. Who said, well, in the. Let's see. They're saying I'm muting Raven. I didn't mute Raven at all. Let's say hi to Raven over here.
Raven!
Raven!
Where are you, Raven?
No, that was a juicy one. That was a different one.
Yeah, there was a little sweat involved in that.
That was Alan.
Yo, that was definitely some. I felt the heat from here.
Yep. That was tight underwear, blew past the balls.
Nothing beats a wet bathing suit on a wooden chair.
So Raven, what is going on, pal? How you doing?
Doing pretty good down here in North Carolina.
Nice.
And getting ready to get back to doing what I do. The voice of God will be here soon.
And what's that?
I get my studio equipment back.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
You're not the fan
of sniff that pink Himalayan salt. If you use it on steak, it really works better.
Where the fuck did that come from? That was so random out of nowhere.
It's cool. He wanted to say, he wanted to tell that to someone later.
Yeah.
It just came out.
You know,
like,
I really want
to cover this wax paper over here, but I can't. So let me just blurt something out about
it. I really want to emphasize and drive this home now.
Would you say hello? I can't hear you. Hello. Are you there?
Well, it's getting close to the Woodbridge Food Festival.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
Getting closer. If the health department would just really get together.
You know, I just I received an email that three guys didn't put out there. You know, place of, and I sent them back, and you know, the email, and I says, you know, that's not what the case was. Two of these guys, their place of their operation base is their truck. Like, they prepare on their truck. They don't have a kitchen. The truck is their kitchen. So I asked if they're supposed to do the same thing. Because originally he said no, just that one form. So I'm definitely going to find out where the confusion lies.
Look, did you ever hear from that cell phone guy that I told to email you?
No, I did not.
Okay. All right, I'll talk to him. Maybe
I did not hear from him.
Maybe he didn't know it.
What phone?
Yeah, no, he never reached out after he spoke to me.
That's weird. Yeah, so that's... So Raven, let's get to let's get your thing on the ice cream. You like soft or hard? I didn't really check out the chat room or nothing. So
I'm sorry, brother. Though the ice cream has bad effects on me, I'm still a hard ice cream kind of guy. Cause nothing better than a woman with an ice cream cone in the summertime.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
I don't care how hard you try not to. It just ain't the same with soft serve.
Nope. It's not. I mean, I enjoy a little Carvel every once in a while, but...
Oh, yeah.
You know. And I don't know
if... I mean,
is Carvel
even
though
Carvel is soft serve... I haven't seen him in my travels. But, you know, the thing about Carvel I always loved was the ice cream cake in the summer, having the summer birthday, you know? When
Fudgy
I was a
the
kid.
Whale.
Fudgy the Whale? Yeah.
How do we make
Fudgy
even more delicious? We make one free. Every Wednesday, buy one classic sundae, get another free. America's freshest ice cream, only at Carvel.
Where the hell did that come from?
That's great.
I wish my girlfriend was nicknamed Fudgy the Whale, but that was her own doing. Had nothing to do with her weight.
Cookie old puss. Every shaped, like the Santa guy and all that other stuff, is the same
Fudgy.
Form.
Yep.
It's the Fudgy the Whale.
It was fucking ingenious, literally. I mean, literally what Carvel, I mean, they literally ruled the ice cream franchise for 30 years. I mean, literally.
Yeah. And why
you know
I
Tom
like the ice cream
voice?
Yeah.
That
sometimes I shit
gassy,
like Tom
bubbly throat. This is Tom Carvel.
Yeah,
bring up a sound bite of his voice. You'd be like, ew.
Yeah,
I had it. But
Dairy Queen was always my favorite.
Yeah, I like those little, like, roadside, like, when you're out in Jersey or something, like, in the middle of nowhere, there's just, like, a little ice cream shack with, like, a giant cone on the roof. It's like, I don't know.
And they do massages and stuff with it.
Yeah.
happy ending.
Yeah, it's a dish.
That was a great ice cream joint.
With kimchi. Kimchi works the back counter.
Kimchi works the back room of those places.
The back counter room.
Oh,
yep,
kimchi,
right.
Double fudge ice cream. Oh, no, I can't do it no more.
Oh, do you want two cone, one cone, three cone, five cone special.
You come, my friend. I'll make you put nuts in my ice cream.
Oh, my God.
I guess you're
going down a whole new route.
That's why there are Vietnamese hookers now, Mike.
That was that ice cream.
Why am I all of a sudden hearing the chef song from South Park about salty balls? Why? What is
yeah,
that
well,
in
you
my
know.
Head tonight?
About salty balls.
I want the Armand Brito.
And Rob, I just got to tell you, on the show last night, you were so close to strangling the man. Why did you hit him with a spiky thing you couldn't find?
I don't know how to make the misery without the thing with the pins. Help me here. What the hell?
I didn't even know what the hell he was talking about until you found it.
I know. All right, but it was
and,
fun.
And
it
I
got to
say, who is the editor over there? I want to go strangle him. It's like Laurel and Hardy last night. I've been in your house. I've seen you cook. You're not a bumbling idiot.
You're very wrong, my friend. he may have cooked the fuck out of a piece of meat, but he's certainly a bumbling idiot. Mary, can we get a phone call for Mary on this?
Yeah, well, I mean, they put it together. The producer, like, oh, this is our greatest show. This was, and then when I see it, it's nothing. Like me and the guy Aaron had a great time doing. They just cut so much shit out. Because they had to make people look like shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they're making it look like I was sabotaging. I didn't even know what the fuck he was saying. But I had a good time.
It is what it is.
All that
I really didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. He was like, you know the this? I'm like, I don't know the this. Like, what are you talking about? A pot of shoe. A pair of shoe. I'm like, a pair of shoes? You want a pair of shoes? I didn't know what the fuck was going on. But I didn't know what the fuck
your anus,
yeah.
Rob.
Yeah. But, you know, and then other people get awarded because they make fucking corn again with lobster and fucking just like whatever.
At least the housewife is gone.
Yeah, the housewife is gone.
I didn't bother learning half their names because,
It's all good fun. Next week's the finale, and then I'll let out to watch it again.
Night. I forgot who went home last night.
Yeah, cool. They brought
That's
him back
okay.
into South Salvation, and they kicked him to the curb.
Wow.
Meanwhile, he was 100 times better than Tregay. 100 times better than Tregay. And they knocked him off.
I think it's the beard, man.
I've been saying for weeks now, but when I did watch it, I really think they already knew when they started the show who they wanted to win.
Right. I mean, that's with all the shows, Hell's Kitchen. And
They put it together
like, ooh, Clem is all about Italian food. We're going to kick him out on Italian night. Oh, we got this thing where these guys that do like a podcast on
Let's
YouTube
get rid of the
or whatever.
The
Let's get rid of
Rob. On tailgate day. Yeah.
Yeah, let's put the guy that does tailgates nonstop. Let's put him in the bottom three.
Thank you, Rob. Go to your YouTube channel and get on RedTube. Their new thing they're doing, their Red Channel. You know, they're paying people now if you get over 150, 200,000 hits on a video. They're hiring for the YouTube pay service channel. Just do a cooking show there.
Yeah, RedTube. I mean, I did RedTube before. That was when I don't even want to get into it.
I have to ask why Rob had the bottle
Rob,
of...
You know, you just had to do that, you know.
Yeah.
You got to have the scandal in your past, or you never become a true celebrity.
Don't look my name up. Anyway.
Well, the red tube, it's more like, you know...
Jared said he's trying to call back in, but the phones are dropping. So I'm imagining with this weather, Skype is down.
Yeah.
So.
And so is Tina. I mean, Teresa.
Who cares? But we're getting off soon, too. But we're going to do, hello, guys, can you hear us?
I think everything's dropped.
I'm on.
Oh, they're all on.
I'm
all
on. Right. I'm on.
Is there anybody out there?
I don't use Boost Mobile like Jared. Come on, Jared. Right. I was lucky number 13. He was last man standing. He can't fucking get AT&T. Come on, Jared. What the fuck? Get a real fucking phone, Jared. How the fuck I'm 13 off and
I mean, hell, just go to Walmart and get one of their burners. They're more reliable, at least it's Verizon.
Yeah, join ISIS. They give them free cell phones.
And you hear me now.
I tell you what, Jared was fine until his dad called. His dad was crystal clear, and then all of a sudden Jared lost it. He's getting punished right now. Good young man.
He's getting pummeled with 20 pounds of gefilte fish.
Gefilte?
I fucking love gefilte fish. You ever eat that?
Oh, God.
It looks like shit, but it's actually good. Yeah. At least I thought it was.
Yeah. If you ever had cold afterbirth, that's what it looks like. Cold gelatinous afterbirth.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Stop getting into my death metal lyrics.
I'll definitely eat gefilte fish before I eat a balut egg.
Give
you that.
Well, I'll bring you right there. Every time one of these shows asks me, is there something
I
would never
eat? Fucking one of those eggs.
Every time they ask me, is it what's one thing you wouldn't eat? It's one of those fucking eggs. No way.
Why don't I just eat a baby fucking baby lamb fucking embryo? What the fuck is that? Fuck that crap.
I
want you to eat my sister's abortion now. I mean, doesn't that look appetizing?
Yeah.
I mean, like, literally. What the fuck?
Wow,
I was even prepared that.
Well, I'd sous vide it, an abortion, and probably, you know, serve a little brown butter.
That's a whole other
like a shadro. I'd serve it like shadro, you know, when you do that with a little bit of water.
Yeah.
But
You have to make sure the vacuum wasn't used for the rug.
Yeah, and I'm always wondering why nobody calls me for fucking work. You know what I mean? Hey, how come nobody calls Alan for a pop-up?
Because last time we went there, we had an abortion and a lamb fetus.
No, last time you were here, you had an abortion, and Alan said you had, I did chicken fried rice, but he spelled it kitten fried rice. I wasn't quite sure exactly if that was a misspelling or... What was going on? The fuck is going on? Kitten fried rice?
Yeah, I thought it was Frank Alamar, not fucking Foster.
My lord. Lordy. Fucking Christ.
But good call on the
little
sous vide. That's the way to go.
Hmm.
Or a tureen.
Tenderizes.
Bring it back to
definitely.
The European old school and make a nice tureen.
Yeah. Get a nice wafer or a cracker, a little tea cracker, spread that on there. Mm.
Oh boy. lordy, lordy. All right, well, we got to start wrapping it up. Clem's got to hit the road. So we just want to say that hard ice cream wins.
Yes.
And we will see yous all next Monday.
Yes, we'll be back.
I want to thank Lou, Alan, as always. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
We're going to be bigger than ever next week, baby.
I want to give Alan a send off here.
Yeah, give him a little fart sound.
A little going away kiss. Wow.
Alan, we'd like to thank you.
Oh, man. No wonder everyone's leaving.
Pleasure was all mine.
All right, Raven, thanks, buddy. Annette, always a pleasure. Thanks. We're sorry we couldn't talk to you that much. Jared's dad.
Everybody.
Yeah,
love
keep
you.
Chewing the fat. We will see you next week. And I'm going to play a song that Guns N' Roses didn't play, but it's one of my favorites. So I'm going to play that out. By Michelle. Peace out, everybody.
Peace.
Future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.